Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. This is Sue Fields-Delamonte and I am joined tonight by Lynn Bleasdale, Ryan Adragna, and Jody Higgins. How are you tonight, Lynn?
I'm good, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm having a rough day today. One of those days.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's funny because it sort of ties into the topic today is like how we change all that stuff. And
yeah,
we were talking about that book. It's a children's book, and I can't remember the kid's name, but it was The Terrible, Awful, No Good Day. And sometimes you have those.
Yep, absolutely.
But I'm going to try and fire as much of my extra energy into you tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We always seem to run out at the end of the show to give our information. So you want to give your contact information, Lynn?
Sure. Actually, you can find both Sue and me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com. And for me, it's /Lynn or /Sue to get Sue Fields-Delamonte.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm on Facebook.
And I'm also
too.
On Facebook. Fields-Delamonte. Yeah. And Jody, how are you tonight?
I am pretty good.
Good. That's great.
Today
you want
to
give your contact information, hon?
Sure. I was going to say, today's the first time in about 2 weeks. I didn't have to do anything. So I was a little overly tired, which made me a little emotional, too. You can reach me at connectedbyspirit.com. My name is Jody Higgins, and Jody is with a Y, and I'm on Facebook. Please feel free to friend me on my personal page. That's where I connect with everybody. I also have a business page on Facebook, Jody Higgins Psychic Medium, and you can email me at jody@connectedbyspirit.com, and again, Jody is with a Y. Why? Because we like you.
There you go.
And Ryan, how are you doing tonight, hon?
I am doing fan-dam-tabulous. That's a lie. There must be a Venus retrograde coming in through because low energy today and the other day. It's like holy cow! I had to cancel some sessions, and I think I might just be coming out of it. But I had some people with low energy that want to be healers. I said sometimes a healer's got to heal himself before he can be of any service.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I've been working on that, pushing the energy through all my 7 chakras and trying to get that gas tank filled up again. Rough. Holy cow, is it rough.
Yep.
But anyways.
You want to
share
give
some
your
of that energy with Ryan?
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, the callers can reach me at healingsthroughspirit.com. That's the forward through. Or healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. Hmm.
And Ryan is also on Facebook.
That's, wow, I might just bat 1,000 today. I am also on Facebook. I'm not called spiritual.
That's okay. Hey, believe me, I understand completely.
Yeah, you guys can think and find me on Facebook. It's just Ryan Adragna. So, yeah, that's how that works.
Okay. And our topic tonight is how do we find the courage to change what no longer serves our highest good. Who'd like to go first with their input?
Well, I can go.
Go for it, Lynn.
I will. I was thinking when, Ryan, you were talking about pushing energy through. I often find it easier to pull the energy in, if you know what I mean. And you ask for what you need. And you sort of pull. It feels like a pulling. I find pushing a little bit takes the energy away that it took to push. But, I find we just sort of have to get into a receiving mode, and the energy we need will come to us. If we think in terms of courage, which takes more courage to stay in a situation that is untenable for us, that doesn't serve our highest good, or to make the change for towards a happier place, a more spiritually authentic place for us. I think it's a lot scarier to stay in the old place and feeling negative and drained, all that good stuff that makes you feel bad, right? But I don't even find I need courage, because if I'm in a bad place spiritually, if I'm interacting with people that are not good for me, my body just screams at me. I get panic attacks sort of around some people that I can tell, you know, that if they could get their hooks into your energy, they'd be just draining it constantly, you know. You get that anxiety feeling around them, kind of like runaway screaming feeling. And in situations, I do find I get anxiety and I get sick more, headaches more. I usually, if things are rolling the way they should, I have no physical problems. So when those start to crop up, I know it's time to call change. And I read something very cool today in that sometimes change is not because you're doing something wrong. It could be because you've been doing something right, and now it's time to change up, time to raise the bar. Because staying in that same place, we stop learning and stop growing. So change is good, and it really, like, do the brave thing, do the right thing for yourself, and make those changes that you need to change. Your body tells you that in the pit of your stomach, or your heart chakra, doesn't feel balanced. Whatever area is challenged, you'll feel it in that part of your body. So pay attention and make those changes as you need to. Works for me. There, I leave it.
Absolutely.
Sue and Ryan. Yeah.
Changes. I'm sorry. What was the? I was gonna say change, but my railroad just went right off the tracks. What the heck were we talking about here? Please, changing. What was it?
How to find the courage to change what no longer serves your highest good.
So sometimes I got they're giving me the word contracts. There's contracts, and then there's experiences and / lessons. And you can have all the courage in the world to try to do change, but if it's a contract, good luck to you, because it is what it is. And people need to turn my phone on to vibrate. I'm chiming here. People need to understand that, you'll know if when you're trying to change something, if there's something bothering you or hurting you, whether it be, when you're surfing the four planes of your existence, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, if you have stuff that's going on in your life, and you're able to muscle through it, then you're able to make that change, and life is better. Life is good. But if you're going through a change, physical change, like you just found out you have third stage colon cancer, well, good luck with that one. Those are rough contracts. You gave that to yourself. Is that my phone still chiming? You guys hear that?
I don't know. Huh.
I have an iPad in another room that is going off, but I'm surprised you can hear it because it's in another room.
Maybe it's on an amplifier. Maybe it's on an amplifier.
I don't know. But I know that what's on my phone is turned off.
I guess I'll just keep this one short and sweet. You know, changing, the word change is like, it's all good and dandy if that's what you're meant to go through, meant to experience. If it's, like I said earlier, not to repeat myself, but, contracts are very, almost impossible to change. You might be able to do it, but it's like, I told a customer of mine the other day, it's like, when you sign up for that 2-year apartment lease, and you find a job somewhere else different, sure, you can leave that apartment, but you're stuck with that lease. You know? I mean, uh-huh. The landlord still the landlord still expects you to get paid. Do they care that you moved out? No, but pay me. Or same thing with cell phone contracts. We know a lot of stuff works. So that's changing the physical world. So that's what I have for that.
Well, thank you, Ryan. How about you, Jody?
Gosh, I'm telling you, I am one of the most change-resistant people in the world you'll ever meet. And I really try to embrace it, but change isn't easy. I think it brings up fear in people. I think we get comfortable and we forget that the things that happen to us in life are for a reason, for a lesson. And without change, we don't grow. You know, I recently read that, well, I didn't read it. I have Gaia TV, and one of the programs I was listening to talked about growth and the things we go through in life, and how if we never had any road bumps, how boring it would be, how we would never have the opportunity to have any growth. So we have to have change. We have to, unfortunately, embrace change. And I, like I said, I'm one who really, I don't like it. You know, it's, I would rather stay in a place, sometimes even, that is uncomfortable rather than make changes. But there are so many changes that bless us in life, right? A lot of times people don't make changes because of how they'll be affected, how someone else may be affected, because they have fear and because of the unknown. And I see this in readings a lot with people who, and I hate to say it, but they're not happy in their marriage. And a lot of times I tell people, I know, right, Ryan? It's so painful to go through. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting a little choked up.
Oh, honey.
But, you know, the thing is that that change, that growth we go through, it's so healthy for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We really need it to continue on in the path of growth we're supposed to experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I personally had such a beautiful change in my life when I went through my divorce. And it was hard. Ryan, I've got your back on things you're going through, because this shit, pardon my French, but it is shit. You wade through it right up to your armpits.
Yeah.
But you went on the other end of it so much stronger. And that's one of the biggest places I see people going through change, being resistant to change, but coming out on the other end so much more clear about who they are in life, right? I have several people going through big changes in their lives. And what I have learned is to go with whatever it is that the universe or God has planned for me, because it's always in my best interest, right? And we're always going to grow through it. Even our health changes provide some sort of a lesson. You know, I don't know how many of you know this in our audience, or if you, the three of you, know much about it, but I was poisoned with steroids, and it caused a massive change in my health. And
wow.
I had a 50% chance of dying. But I also, I gained a lot of weight. I've had some illness. I'm getting better now. But without going through this, I wouldn't be able to help some of my clients who are going through illness, who are going through things that they're dealing with. Everything is about our perception and our perspective in life. And so change can alter your perception and your perspective about things. So kind of remembering, it's always in our best interest. You know, it's always in our best interest to try to not control the situation, go with the flow, and see what God and the universe has for us, because it's always going to be growth. Change stinks. It sucks. It doesn't feel safe. It forces us out of our hidey hole. It makes us get out of our box. But it's always going to help us grow in the end. So there's always good things that come from it. Yeah. So that's my whole thing about change. It stinks. But we need it. We need it.
Very true. I think with a lot of...
Ooh, I got all emotional on you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know for myself, and I'm sure there's other people out there too, when I find there's someone or something that is no longer serving good in my life, only bringing in the negativity and bringing me down, I have to give myself permission to let them go and to be happy. So it's realizing that you deserve so much more out of life. It's, we're not put here to be miserable. We're put here to learn lessons and be happy. Yes, there's going to be bumps in the road where everything stinks, but give yourself permission to make the changes that are for your betterment. Mm-hmm. If it's negative, get rid of it. You don't need it. If it's not serving you and bringing your spirit joy, give yourself permission to be happy and move on. And just wish the situation, thank the situation for the lesson and wish the person well if it's a person.
Mm-hmm.
That's my input.
Yep. There'd be too many caterpillars running around and no butterflies if there was no change, eh?
That's right. So, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, and I want to be a butterfly.
Well, you kind of need
to be,
right?
I want to be a butterfly.
Right?
Heck yeah. Right? Everyone needs to be a butterfly. Wouldn't you rather be the lovely, beautiful swan than the ugly duckling?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, we have a lot of callers waiting.
Yes,
and I'd
we
like,
do.
Like to remind everybody, if you could please limit your call to one question so we can get as many people in as possible. We do have a big lineup, and unfortunately, we've left several people on hold lately, and people have been hanging up, and we want to do the absolute best that we can do for everybody out there. So are we ready to jump in?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Our first caller is from area code 805. Welcome to the show. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Donna from California. How are you?
Good, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Visiting my brother up north.
How can we help
is,
you,
hon? I meditate every morning, and yesterday I was meditating, and I heard my nephew come in. It brought me a lot of joy and happiness. But he said it's coming soon. And I've been praying to meet someone, you know, so I can get married. And I've been praying for more abundance so I can help my nieces and nephews who are struggling and for me too. And I just wanted to know what you were picking up on that because it came in.
Okay. Lynn, would you like to go first tonight?
Sure. Your nephew is... on the other side, is he, Donna?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Does the number 18 have to do with it?
Yes,
is there
a
significance?
Yes, he was 18 years
okay.
old. He died. Yeah.
Okay. So that's now. There's a name coming in that sounds very much like yours. Your name is Donna. The name that's coming through is Donnie. Is there a Don you've got on the other side? A male?
No.
Okay. Think about that. That you
okay.
may have an older one, an older gentleman.
Okay.
Think on your father's side, the crossed over males. Think back, is there a Don?
I don't think so. My dad's name was Bob. or Bob, yeah.
Bob, okay. Okay, Robert. We'll leave that to the side.
I will.
It could be just some, it could be a joke or something coming through,
okay.
A play on your name. Anyway, the number 18 came through strongly, so.
Okay.
What was it you were trying to find out through the connection with the nephew?
Well,
I'm sorry, I may have.
You know, that if I'm going to meet someone and get married, or if I'm going to, I'm a very lucky person, so I'm trying to win money so I can help my nieces and nephews out.
Yeah.
And me.
Have you guys ever considered a family business?
Doing what?
A family business, working together. Are you close enough geographically that you could do that?
Yeah, but there's no money to put into a business. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's no money right now. Maybe if the money came in, we could do something, but.
Yeah, I would say to you that there's a way to start on, like, even less than a shoestring, even if you don't have it. Look at online opportunities. You can make a website for free these days.
Oh,
you
wow.
You can start. I'm going to suggest you look at landing page programs like MailChimp, stuff like that, where you can advertise, you can create an email list. What you need to do is don't think that you need the money first. You don't need anything first to manifest a dream like that.
An idea, though. You got to have an idea.
Oh,
good
sure.
Idea.
An idea
yeah.
is always good.
Yeah.
And there's another name coming through here, and the name is Neil. So this is another male name coming through. And does that not have, that has no meaning for you either, eh? Okay, well, keep those two names and ponder on them and check with your family members. Because they're presenting these two energies knew one another. Have you got family ties in, like, in Europe? So, like, say the UK, perhaps, or Ireland, Scotland, something like that.
Well, I mean, there were ancestors from Ireland. Yeah.
Okay.
My father was Irish and English. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look back into those roots for these two gentlemen. They present to me like Laurel and Hardy. They knew one another in life, okay, and that's how they're coming through, like Laurel and Hardy. You really need to check back, okay?
I will.
Anyway, yeah, okay. So, and you wanted to know about a relationship, and I am getting, I'm getting two hearts that are opposing each other. Is there a relationship that you're kind of not having right now? Does that make any sense?
Well, I have nobody in my life to have one with. Yeah, I spend a lot of time by myself. And, yeah, I was in one 12 years ago. That was a long, you know, eight-year. But, yeah, that ended.
Yeah. Scared you did it?
It was too much. I was happier by myself.
Yeah, and you know what? A good relationship with yourself is the best starting point you can have. If you're okay alone, then you're okay with someone else. What I'm getting, okay, the image of these two opposing hearts, it's like the repulsion of the two ends of a magnet that repel each other. So I think you may be pushing love away just a teeny weeny bit without meaning to. But check your energy, check your feelings deep down and see if you aren't just a wee bit, like it's something you would love, but you maybe doubt that you could get it from a human, right? You may want to be in love in a movie, sort of. And who doesn't, right? Because it's all perfect and, you know, in the end. But don't worry. I think love is perfectly doable for you, but I think you just need to open that door to your heart just a wee bit. There's an old saying that the door to the heart opens only from within. So open the door from inside and see what changes for you. Because I think you're just pushing it away just a bit. And, you know, that's just a sensible animal not wanting to get hurt again. But you know what?
Yeah.
Give it a go. I think the second time around, it'll be better. And that's what I have for you, Donna.
Thank you, Len. Appreciate
it. Oh, you're very welcome. Mm-hmm.
Jody, what do you have for Donna?
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good. I'm good, thanks. Donna, you know, the first thing I get is that your nephew, what was his name?
My nephew that died?
Uh-huh.
His name was Garrett.
Garrett. Okay. The first thing I heard from Garrett was how much he loves you. Actually, it was the second thing I heard from him, because he makes me feel like you were actually pretty close as far as an aunt and nephew go, and that you spent quite a bit of time working with him, or spending time with him in general. He said you have to stop trying to control everything. Does that make sense for you?
I don't control people.
No, but situations is what it felt like.
Because
I don't think you're a controlling person, and I don't think you try to control people. But with this situation, you'd like to manipulate it. You'd like to make it work. And the feeling I get is that there is no control about it. You have to just be patient. And it's not the answer you want, but the right person is going to come. Now, when I reach out for you, time-wise, I'm getting 9 months before things start moving forward with meeting someone. And I'm sorry to feel that it's so long, but I feel like you're in the middle of some projects that keep you personally not having the ability to get out and date a whole lot. Are you very available, you pretty wrapped up in some things right now?
I'm retired, and I don't have anything going on. I just go to the gym, I swim, I go to the beach, I walk, I read, get on the phone.
Wow, that is a great life.
That's pretty easy.
Well, I feel like you're gonna run into the right person. But I just kind of feel like you have to go about your life and enjoy it, and it's going to be someone you're going to meet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because I feel like you meet them in your day-to-day life, and they're doing the same thing. They're going to the beach. They're going for a walk. They're going to go out and grab a bite to eat, and it just kind of melts together because I see two people walking side by side. So when this comes in, the one thing I know for sure is you've had a lot of growth and change in terms of yourself, what you expect. And they're telling me, too, you were married. Were you married once?
No, but I felt like I was married because I was with someone for 8 years.
Okay. What they're saying to me about that relationship is there's a few regrets about how that relationship kind of went along in terms of growth. That now you're looking at a few things, and it's almost like you're taking a little more accountability for things that might have been, I'm not saying the word, I don't want to use the word fault, because it's not like fault, but where you look at it and go, oh, well, you know, now that I'm out of the relationship, my perception or perspective about the truth of the relationship is changing, and I'm seeing a few things from maybe the other person, your partner's perspective. So they're just saying that you've had a lot of growth around this.
Yeah.
When this person comes in, first of all, they say if there's heartache or regret, just let those things go because they don't serve you.
Right.
But I do feel like there is, that there's some sadness still about ending, and maybe that's some of what you have to work through to get where you're going in the next 9 months to be able to be ready. There's a lot of things when you start dating that you're going to uncover that you didn't realize you were feeling, okay? So they're telling me that's a place where there'll be change, and it's going to blindside you a little bit, and then you're going to have to take a step back, and, you know, you might have the thought of, oh, I thought I was done dealing with that. But just know that by dealing with it now means that you don't have to deal with it later. So whatever it is that you have to do to give up the emotion or the pain or the sadness or the grief or whatever comes about as a result of those things, work through it now. You won't have to deal with it later.
Yeah.
Okay? Cool. Because when this person comes in, it's really going to be good. And, you know, I know that you have that growth and some change in perspective and that there's a few regrets. But those things are just lessons. There really isn't a connotation or good or bad with it. It just is. And
yeah.
It heightens your ability to love the next person just for who they are. So don't be too hard on yourself and go into this next relationship knowing that it's going to be easier and better. That's what I really feel about it. It's going to be a better match, too.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah, a lot more fun, a lot more easy.
Yeah, good. My last one was kind of cool. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, the last one feels to me like it was hard, you know. And,
yeah.
And the thing is when you love somebody, you know, you want to make it work. But, again, those lessons sometimes are just the growth we need to get us to the next relationship, which is going to be the right one.
I feel that, too. Yeah.
I do, too. And I'll bet there are things about the last relationship that were really beautiful and special that you would never give up.
No, right. So true.
So there's beauty in everything. And it's that dreaded word, growth and change. But, you know, the growth and the change leads to something better. So you're on your way.
Yeah. Oh, good. Excited.
You know, I think your nephew is going to be helping you with it from the other side quite a bit. And I would say have some conversations with him. And if you could do it in a stream of consciousness way, I think he's working with you in a way as a guide. So if you can ask him about things you want to know about and then sit down, clear your mind, and just write about this topic for 15 minutes, anything and everything that comes into your mind, at the end, read it through, and I feel like you're going to get some messages in that from him.
Excellent. Okay. I get a lot of messages from him. It's incredible.
He's a good guy. He's a good kid.
He is. Yeah, really. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Great. Ryan, what do you have for Donna?
Thank you. Donna, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How are you? It's raining here.
Hey. Now I have to read. Now I can't read my chicken scratch because I was taking notes. I'm thinking, what is that? Is that an A or an E? I'm trying to read my own writing here. Yeah, that's how that works. So I scanned your four planes of existence. On the physical side, we're about nothing. I'm picking up some little things here and there, but it's laissez-faire, whatever. It's not like you've got arthritis in your knees or anything dumb like that.
No.
So I know I can feel everything. I'm gonna focus in on the spiritual side. I'm going to warn you, some of the things I'm going to tell you are going to be pretty blunt because that's how my spirit team works. They call a spade a spade. Because spirit will always tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. So I'm going to first things first here. You're on the spiritual side. My forehead got so hot, which is my third eye, which is your third eye. Spirit is coming to you because they're screaming at you and saying, Donna, wake up. You have mediumship abilities, your intuition.
I know. Yeah.
You know, and you have to let that ebb and flow like water going down a drain spout. Okay. As far as finding a man or a partner, right now, because of your current lifestyle of doing this, that, and the other thing, your desires are kind of flat. Your energies are comfortable in your own state right now at this moment in time. But you can use your third eye as your intuition to try to help you change yourself and find that partner that you're looking for. And I'm going to use this analogy. Your passion to find someone is not a roaring bonfire right now. It just isn't. It's a little
right.
spark, and you got to work on fanning those flames. If you walk away
okay.
from a spark, guess what happens? It goes to smoke.
Right.
So do yourself a solid. If you want to find that partner, you have to suck it up and do some work, put some energies to it. Go on Match.com or do whatever. Go on a dating
uh-huh.
site, but you have to get your passions lit up. If you just sit back there, relax all day, and watch Jerry Springer do whatever, I'm not picking on Jerry Springer, but you get the idea. If you're not outgoing, if you're not, because you're kind of, they're telling me a little shy, kind of introvertish, but you've got a great smile. And
yeah.
it's okay that when you're at the grocery store and you see a cute guy there, smile and say, hi, oh, I like that cucumber, or I like that broccoli, too. That's my broccoli.
Oh,
I can't.
Okay.
I saw it first. He's going to laugh and chuckle. But you know what I'm getting at, right? You have to
yeah,
start opening
get a little
up
more
your,
outgoing.
You have to be a little, well, you are outgoing, but your personality really isn't that much. You're kind of shy. So, but that's okay. That's the theme of this program tonight is change. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to put yourself out there, and you're not going to get hurt. Okay. You may have
mm-hmm.
gotten hurt during your past relationship,
mm-hmm.
but I think
yeah.
you learned your lessons back then. But don't be afraid
yeah.
because when we open up the clam of Donna, there's a nice pearl in there. So feel free to drop your defenses a little bit and go out there and just, yeah, use your smile and those wonderful eyes that you have. You know, the energies I'm picking up on, you're a very attractive woman. So once you start
yeah.
just putting yourself out there and saying, hey, how you doing? I'm not suggesting you walk up to every Harry, Dick, and Frank and say, hi, I'm Donna, what you doing tonight? You know? I'm not suggesting you do that, but I think you get the drift.
Yeah.
And if you haven't already read the book, Ghosts Among Us by James Von Prague can help you spawn that. Have you read it?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, don't let the title fool you. It's actually a good tool to learn about this guy's journey from when he was a medium to now he's so rich he doesn't even do readings anymore. But
yeah.
he opens himself up in this book and explains a lot about the spirit world. And these people, these spirits are coming to you, say, Donna, wake up. Wake up, Donna. And use that intuition, your reading, your mediumship abilities to help you as a tool to find that person. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm thinking that they're gonna come to you because they're gonna like your smile.
Yeah, I've gotten on a dating site and they all say that. Yeah, they like my smile.
Yep, you're not the 6-tooth woman out there who, you know, you have a very gorgeous smile. So yeah, that's what I have for you. Okay, so keep your chin up,
oh,
but get aggressive. Okay.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Well, I hope that helped, Donna. Call us back in the future.
It
helped
so much. Thank you. I appreciate all of you. And you all have a nice evening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too, hon.
Bye, Donna.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 509. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. I just had a question regarding my mom's citizenship application. I submitted it last Monday and, like, last week. And then I was reading the news, and it was really scary because they're planning to do something about the waiver. Like, there's a fee waiver, so you don't have to pay the $680 that it costs you to become a citizen. And so, like, on the Mexican news, they're like, oh, they're even going to deport you if you, like, you know, request that, and it was so scary. And I went to the USCIS, which is the immigration website, and I read from there that it's a proposal. So the president submitted it, and it's a proposal. So I'm kind of like was freaking out. I just wanted to know, like, if you see my mom's application going through with a fee waiver, or what you see, you know, overall.
Okay. When are you picking anything up for Erica?
Not right now. I'm not. Can I pass? Is anyone ready to go?
This is a doozy.
This question.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a third party
question.
Yeah, it is. Because it's Erica. I need, in order for me to help you, I need your mother's first. I need your mother's first real name, because I'm gonna try to connect to her telepathically, because this isn't really about you, is it?
No, it's about my mom. Her name is Josefina.
She is the one who ought to be calling in. Josefina. All right. Hold on here. Josefina. I got chills all over my body. Not looking good. These aren't good chills. As a matter of fact, I shouldn't say this on air, but when a man walks outside, gets really cold, the nipples get hard. My nipples get really hard. I didn't say that on air. Well,
there goes Ryan and his hard nipples again.
Well, I went outside the other day. I'm like, I better get back inside because my thermostats went off. Josefina. There's going to be a hiccup or an issue there, Erica, with her.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some issues with her application. I hear in the word suspicious. I'm not saying to give up faith on her, but with this current administration, they're going through things like a fine tooth comb. It's not like it was in the old days, okay? I want you just to put your seatbelt on, because it might be a bumpy road for her, and she should put her seatbelt on too.
Okay.
Yeah. I wish I had better news for you, and my nipples weren't hard, but that's what they're telling me right now. Doggone it. I'm sorry, Erica. Just hang in there, okay? I think it's not that they're not going to let her in, but I think it's going to be more. They look at the application sideways that she submits, and they see things that are suspicious. So it might be a little ping pong match going back and forth, okay?
Okay.
You know what I mean by the ping pong?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yeah, they're
going
to have to do a little back
and forth.
Yeah, a little bit of a headache, a little bit of correction, a little bit of amendments going back and forth. So, it'll be like I said, Rachel, I think someday she will get in, but just be patient.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I'll put my jacket on next time I go outside.
Jody, do you have anything for Erica?
Well, yes. The energy I get is similar to what Ryan is getting. It's hard to connect with it because she's not here, but I'm not getting big energy that says yes, but I'm not getting huge energy that says no. So it feels to me a little like trying to cop out on it, but it really isn't that. She is going to get it eventually. It's just going to take a little longer. Were you hoping it would come through right away? Because I'm hearing the number six.
The number six. Maybe, I feel like the process should be over within 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you think it could be sooner than that?
Yes, because,
okay.
I mean, I've been helping, like, my family, and one of my uncles actually has an appointment on Friday for his citizenship interview. And then the week before I submitted my mom's, I helped a coworker with her application, and she already got her, like, letter stating, like, hey, come in for your fingerprints, you know, and which is the first step, and her waiver was approved. So, like, I try not to worry, but I'm, like, curious, you know, like, I feel like whatever it is, we're going to be able to manage it, you know, like, I try not to really put much effort, but what did scare me was, like, the Mexican news, because they're like, oh, you're going to even get deported, and I'm like, oh, no, like, what did I do? But at the same time,
yeah,
both
no,
her
I
kids
don't,
are,
I don't see,
you know.
Honey, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't see her getting deported, honey. I really don't. I just
okay.
see it being a little bit difficult. And
okay.
I get a 6. So if 6 months would be considered a long time, it's 6 months. I certainly don't think it's 6 years, but 6 months
mm-hmm.
it could be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like things are going to get hung up. Things are going to get hung up. So maybe her case is different. How long has she been here already?
Like 23 years. 24.
Okay.
Yeah, about 24.
They are. I'll tell you, I do not see her getting sent back, especially after living here this long. So
yeah,
my advice
here.
Is
she just yeah.
Yeah. My advice to you is don't sweat it too much. Okay, don't let it be
sweat,
a source of irritation. Or being upset because I think it'll come through. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Erica. Sorry, this is Lynn. I did finally get some stuff. It was a bit rough, but I did also get the number 6, as Jody did. So that one feels pretty firm. Yeah. There's a climate of fear right now that's been created because there's a spotlight on dysfunction right now. This will be reversed eventually, but it's a kind of a collective lesson to the world to learn what not to do. Mm-hmm. So in order for that to be learned, we have to have a spotlight on some of this dysfunction, which has created some red tape and a backlog. But I also don't see her being deported. I just see a great big holdup that's been created from all the brouhaha
mm-hmm.
that's going on.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. The number 6 did figure in. And so I was glad to hear Jody say that, too. So I would say probably
mm-hmm.
6 months would be a
mm-hmm.
pretty good one. Just don't let that fear get to you because that's something we have to fight as a collective, is to not let the fear take hold, because the fear is just really, it's not necessary. It's like a false fear that's kind of a contagious thing. So don't let it
mm-hmm.
worry you. It's going to be okay in the end. It's going to be more of a pain in the butt with all the blockage, as I think Jody said that. Yeah, it's blocked, but don't worry. In the end, it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just, you know, it's like one guy screws up, everyone has to stay after school, right? It's not fair.
Yeah.
That's kind of
mm-hmm.
how it works. Have you got a name like Matilda in your family? Matilda, Matty?
Mateo, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't pronounce it. That sounds very right. Is that someone who's crossed?
Oh, no. No,
okay.
He's a baby.
Okay. No, that's great. But that name came through. Is this a baby you're close to?
Yeah. He doesn't
really
like me much because he doesn't see me every day, but I make him smile.
Well, I just have a feeling that name came through, that little spirit. You may be somebody you knew before. You may recognize that little guy as he grows
mm-hmm.
up. So anyway, there you go. But don't, you know,
yeah.
all will be fine. It's just kind of, you know, keep swimming, you know.
Yeah, I even called an attorney. I was like, oh, this is not fair, you know. Like, they're trying to scare us on the news and not reporting exactly what it really is. Like, they build that fear. And, you know,
oh, sure.
And I went ahead and went into the actual, you know, government website and read about it. And I was like, I got a different idea. And it's just like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like to help my family with these little things.
And you do.
Because,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just don't let the fear make you weak, okay? Because when we are weakened by fear, then we're a lot easier to control, and that's not good. So, you know, even if the fear starts to get in there, you just stand up to it. Shields up in times like these, right?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome, Erica.
Thank you.
Bye.
Call us back and let us know how everything goes, hon. And have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 651. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Janet.
Hi, Janet. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Do you have a question for us?
So... it's really just trying to figure out what's going on. I've been working really hard and taking on extra work, and I work in an office. I'm in a senior level position, but I got a really weird vibe today from my boss. It just feels like he's trying to strip me down from responsibilities, and I don't know why. He's never told me feedback of anything negative, and I usually get a lot of accolades. I just have got a weirded out vibe from him, and I just wonder, you know, what's going on, if you guys are picking up on anything, if I have a good stable thing going on at work, if you see anything of a positive future, should I be looking for a job?
Based on a vibe, and that's it.
Just a little
feeling you had, Jen.
He was taking things away, like responsibilities and things that I like to do. You know, like I should have responsibilities because I'm a senior. You know, he wants to give them to somebody else that he just hired, and I thought that was a little weird too.
Do you want me to continue? I'm getting some notes here.
Go right ahead, Lynn. Go ahead.
Okay. I have to ask you, Janet, is there some kind of competitive feeling going on either within your office or is your boss married?
Yeah, he's also not heterosexual or anything. So
he's gay?
Yeah, he's gay.
Okay.
If there's a competitiveness, it's just that I've gotten.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
No,
I was wondering if you were asking because of the competitiveness that maybe he was, you know. I don't want to say coming on to me or anything, but he's not.
Oh, no, but I'm still getting a feeling here that there's some competitiveness going on somewhere that isn't, it's kind of subversive, sort of, or what's the word I'm looking for? There's a surreptitious energy that nobody's speaking about, but there's some kind of competitive thing going on. Is there somebody in your workplace that is feeling, has kind of got their nose out of joint a bit?
If anything, I kind of felt like he wanted to take things away from me because I don't know why. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling.
We're not laughing at you, Janet. It's, oh, dear, Ryan. losing his marbles.
Sorry,
you know?
I've never heard anyone put it that way. He's not quite heterosexual.
It's very specific, though. You know, I think I got what was But the point is, there's there's a competitive thing going on with somebody, and they're not being very they're being pretty sneaky about it. How many people are in your office? Let's boil this down.
It's a huge corporation. I have, you know, a team of 10, 15 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Are you picking up a competitiveness with him? Competitiveness?
Mm-mm. No. It's like somebody in the office sees you as maybe almost like teacher's pet or something. Yeah, somebody's got their nose out of joint in that office space, and it almost feels like there's some trash talk being done about you. Just mm-hmm. be careful about that water cooler stuff, right? And just it's like I feel like there's a mischievous energy in there causing trouble for you. And I don't know what it is. Somebody's complained or said something or something, but if you're picking up that your work is being taken away and redistributed, then pay attention to that. Find out, I would root it out, find out what's going on. Do you consider your boss at all a control freak, or is he a pretty easygoing guy?
Yeah, no, he's not a control freak, except that when you said a little bit of the competitiveness, it's just that it feels a little like he, you know, wants some of the work I have.
Okay, well, if it's coming from him, then it's kind of a compliment to you. Your work maybe just making him feel a little threatened, like you're making other people look bad. But it's not anything you're doing, I'm picking up. You've got somebody's weird ego problem is causing this problem for you. It may very well be your boss. But I don't know, like, I can't see that his mate is upset by you, but I think there's something coming either from him or one of your close colleagues, that something that almost like a two-faced kind of thing. They're one way to your face and something behind your back. But I'd just be a little careful with that. But no, I don't think you need to look for another job, but I would address the way you're feeling. I'd be honest about it. Call a spade, as Ryan says, and like let her rip. Like just say, I feel this is happening. Please explain why. You don't have to lose your cool, but just, you know, ask the question and find out. And if it's not true, you'll sense it. You'll know.
Okay.
Yeah, just find out what's going on. 'Cause if you're feeling it, you know, I would trust your gut, as they say. Okay. So I'll leave it to Ryan or Jody.
How you doing, Janet?
Good.
I'm still picking up that soda. What's that? No, I was just going to start by saying I'm still picking up that soda I spurred out of my mouth with a paper towel. the vision that came through my mind. Are you familiar with Saturday Night Live?
Mm-hmm, sure.
You remember the old show with Alec Baldwin when we talked about sweaty balls?
Yeah, I remember. There, you're not keeping it clean.
yes,
well,
I do.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing. As I scan, now, are you a senior manager? You got people underneath you?
No, I don't have anyone underneath me.
But it's like what Lynn said. There was someone who's being two-faced, so I'm picking up on. What's your boss's first name, by the way?
My boss is Matt.
Matt. Yeah, someone's put a bug in his ear about you. So there's someone that is just watching you, your every movement, waiting for you to slip up. And when someone puts a bug in someone's ear, they always need to try to find validation. So they'll pull another person in the office, because everyone talks by the water cooler. So pull another person in, and he'll try to investigate or validate that, saying, you know, in his own way without breaking the law. And, you know, so that's, I think that's pretty darn sure what happened. There is some negativity in your office there, and I'd be, you know, not trying to make you feel like you have to be a nervous Nelly or constantly looking over your shoulder. Just continue to do the work. But I would have a candid conversation with Matt and just put it on the line for him. I mean, how long have you been working at this company for?
5 years.
5 years.
He's only been my boss for a year, yeah.
Okay. So he's just getting to know you, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say to him, listen, I've noticed what you just told us tonight, that you're taking stuff away from me. I'm good at my job. Can you explain to me what your thought process is?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and study his face, study his body language, and see if he can pick up if he's being honest with you, okay? What else here? Like the previous caller, I don't want you to get all depressed now, Janet. You're a good woman. You got a heart of gold, and you're a hard worker. But my third eye is burning up like it did with the previous caller. So I need you to explore your intuition side, okay? That'll help you out at work.
All right.
They're telling me that you have the ability, not 100% turned on, but you have the ability to be a human lie detector. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
Mm-hmm. Almost to a fault. Okay. It's not always a good thing to have.
Well, but after you have a conversation with someone, you can either walk away and say they're speaking their truth or they're full of shit. And then if they're full of shit, then work to validate that they're full of shit, and, you know, use that to your advantage. And then you go to your boss and say, you know what, someone did this, that, the other thing, or said this thing, and this is not the truth. It's not what happened. And start documenting other people. Use that tool as your, I don't want to say it, not as your ammunition, but use it wisely.
Three people in the office that I actually feel like that may be the culprit that you're talking about. And one of them just told me that another one was bad-mouthing me. If I gave your name, would you know if that's right?
I can try to connect with them. Go ahead. You can give me their full birth name for all I care.
Oh.
I mean, whatever. I usually only need the first name. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a Tessa that I work with.
What's her name?
Her name is Tessa.
Testa.
Tessa. T-E-S-S-A.
Oh, how do you spell that?
T-E-S-S-A.
Tessa, that's an interesting name, Tessa. Got the image of a snake coming through. I don't think I need to say more.
Oh, all right.
You know, generally speaking, people, well, they can appear to be beautiful animals, right?
Uh-huh.
But they also have venomous fangs. So,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, careful. Most people enjoy the beauty of seeing a snake, but no one ever wants to touch them if they're not trained.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, thank you.
hey, keep your chin up. You know, you're just going to have to do a little bit of extra work here. Have a frank conversation with your boss, schedule a meeting with him, and tell him exactly what you just told us.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Jody or Lynn?
I think I did mine, Sue.
Okay. Jody, do you have anything for Janet?
Ooh, the image of the snake was powerful for me. Ready to strike is what I hear. But I'm not sure why she's got it out for you. I think that she is a problem for any office that she is in. I think this is someone who prefers to create chaos than peace. And I would avoid her like the plague. I'm not sure that she has entirely made that much damage for you or trouble for you. But I would dot my I's and cross my T's. And I do think your boss's securities are being manipulated a little bit. Okay. But that's all I have. I don't think you're losing your job. I don't think anything devastating or earth-shattering will happen. But I did hear to ask you if you're real happy with how things have been going, because they make me feel like everything is okay, but that's it. It's just okay. It's not like this is amazing. And I feel like you've been staying in a place that is comfortable because you're afraid of our word for the night, which is change. So this is happening, but I also want you to see it as an opportunity to reassess what's going on with you in this corporation, because I do get the feeling that you would like growth and also that you deserve growth. You're ready for growth. And I'm not exactly sure you're going to get it here, because I think your boss would be very insecure with trying to promote you. I think it does threaten him. So that is definitely something you need to think about. And I think that you've recognized this before. Please do follow your intuition. I think, have you been thinking about looking for a new job just to see what's out there?
Yeah, I've been looking, and I had two really great interviews and didn't get the job in the past, I don't know, 6 months,
did
five, 4 months.
Did you follow up with them and thank them and ask for feedback on the interview?
No,
because
I did that one other time, a couple other times, and I didn't get it, but maybe that's a good idea.
Well, and especially, and I think that people would be okay hearing back from you. This isn't about, and making sure they understand, this isn't about questioning why you hired me, but what I can do to take the next step up for a job. Because what happens is, people are defensive of their decision making, and sometimes that's because they also have the fear that they made the wrong decision or choice. And so coming back at a later date and saying, did you have any feedback to help me, might be an okay thing. Also, by now there might be other positions that are open that they might be able to consider you for. But, I feel like you're very good at what you do, and you're good at just about anything you tackle. I would tell you to look at this from a completely different perspective. I would tell you to go out and look at the companies that hire people who do what you do. Look for the one with the benefits. Look for the one that has the career path and the growth that you want. And then start sort of courting them. Okay? So send them a letter. Let them know what you're interested in, why you're interested in it, why you think their company is the company you want to look for. Because that's certainly who I would want to hire if I were the person who's doing the hiring. Okay? So maybe take yourself up a step above, set yourself out, and look for what you really want and what you want, where you want to be. Because I feel like this, where you're at right now, is kind of playing small for you.
I totally agree.
Okay, so grow some bigger shoes and step into them. You can do that. You got that. Okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling tonight.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
Best of luck, Janet.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, good luck to you, Janet.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, I think we can get in one more caller. Area code 631, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you. I'm so glad I got in. My question is, I'm applying for teacher aid jobs. Do you see me getting one?
Okay.
Hi, Suzanne. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Getting a yes. Have you? Is there three involved in that? I'm seeing you getting job number three.
Oh, well, tomorrow I'm going to apply where I used to work, just apply and see if I can get an interview, if there's any openings. And then I applied online for one that begins with a B, the school district. And then I have an interview on Tuesday with one that begins with an M. I didn't get any other interviews yet.
Yeah, well, got a third one there. The number three comes in quite strongly for you. So I'm going.
I didn't get any interviews yet. I just got one interview on Tuesday.
Well, keep that third. So you've got one interview and you've applied for two others.
Yeah.
We'll keep the number three in mind. So if it is the third, like the interview came with the third application, did it? Or how does three work for you?
I just applied and then I got the call yesterday in there, and then I'm going to interview on Tuesday.
Okay.
The other one I'm going in tomorrow to apply, just apply, and then the other one I applied a couple of days ago.
Okay, well, I think interview number three is the job, is going to be the one that gives you the job.
Oh, I don't know which one that is. Can I say the initials of them?
Sure, but I still think, just think in terms of interviews. One, two, number three. Feels like the one that's going to nail it for you. So I think you will get the job through interview number three. Keep making the applications. There's somewhere you haven't applied yet that you should. Is there one you have thought about but not gone for, just applying for it?
That would be the one tomorrow. But no, there's no other ones to apply to, really.
Okay. Well, just, I mean, you can give me initials if you like.
Sure.
But
one
okay.
district is M, another one is E, and another one is B.
Well, the M strikes sort of stands out for me. Is M the one you're having on Tuesday?
Yes.
I would say that I'd put on my very best energy for that one. That seems like the one. But as again, the number three just came right up for you, and I got a yes with an exclamation mark. So I'm taking that as good news for you either way. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah, don't just remember, if you think you can't, you're right. Your thinking is what is going to be manifest for you. So if you're feeling a little bit like kind of a glass half empty thing, change that to a glass half, well, a full glass, you know? Because, yeah, I think that you're almost being a little bit, you're almost sort of trying to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory a little bit. So lose the doubt. If you've got doubt lingering, kick that out. It's like poison, so don't drink that poison. And keep going. Keep it positive. And with that, I'll move you over to Ryan or Jody.
Hey, Susan, I'll just be brief on this because I'm having a hard time reading your energy field, other than the fact I got some stomach issues in my second, third chakra when I merged into your field. You got to stop being a worrywart about this and just think about the number three, okay? But the worrywart, the Pepto-Bismol drinking, that stuff is... You're doing that to yourself. Does that make sense?
Well, sort of. It's just that I really don't like the two jobs that I have now, and they're running me ragged.
Well,
I really want to find something else.
Yeah, like I said, I'm having a hard time plugging into you for some reason. That happens from time to 1% of the time, and I don't know why. So I'm not going to make a fool out of myself on air by doing bad energy field reading for you. So with that, I'll pass.
Yeah.
Jody, do you have anything for Suzanne?
Well, I think that she's going to be having a change. I get like 3 weeks. It's going to be quick when it comes. It will be... Definitely, it feels like it comes with a little bit more money. And one of the initials was an M, and that will probably be the company that you interview. That is the third interview when they all pan out, because I agree with Lynn on the number three. I'm also hearing just trust the process. So know that the right job is going to be matched up for you. I feel like it's time for the right thing to come in for you. You've been, they almost say, messing around for far too long and not getting far enough ahead. How old are you?
Yep. Yeah.
How old are you?
You're right. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get any more interviews before now and next Tuesday.
Right. How old are you? I can't hear you. What's your age?
Believe it or not, I'm 58.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be 58 on Friday. My birthday's Friday.
They just said to me that doing this is something that you absolutely love to do. Is this something that brings you a lot of joy and happiness?
Yes.
Okay. And did you start doing this a little bit later in your life?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you start doing this work a little bit later in life? It's not what you've always done?
No, I've been working with kids since I'm in my 20s.
Okay. This feels like it's a different way of working with kids. Did you go get your education later in life so that you could work in the school system?
Nope, I've had it since my 20s.
Okay. Well, there's something different about the work that you're doing. And maybe it has to do with the place where it comes from in your heart. But the place that you end up is going to be the right place. And you're going to probably be there until you retire, which I think could be longer than you think because you love what you do. And I just want to encourage you that hearing no isn't necessarily about not getting a job. It's about waiting for the right job. So trust. If you're hearing no, just trust the right things coming in and don't be discouraged because I know you are. I can hear it. I feel it. Okay?
Yeah, well, too, because I'm tired and I'm just tired of the two jobs and I just want a different life, a nice man to come into my life, get married, and get a steady job till I retire.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one thing they're telling me is that
the position you're in right now sometimes makes it hard to count the blessings that are in your life. So if you have a set of prayer beads, a rosary, or a necklace with a charm on it that is not something to move and has beads that you can use, I just want you to start on one end and go to the other until it ends, and you come back to where you begin. And I want you to go through each bead and name a different blessing in your life. So basically, you'll be counting your blessings. Did that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I think it's going to help you feel better about where you're at right now, which could help raise your vibration, because I feel like your vibration's a little low, and raising your vibration helps the universe fulfill what you're asking for. Okay?
Yeah. No, I'm usually upbeat and stuff. I've been up since 5:20, so it's like I'm going to go to bed now. That's why I might be a little up.
I don't blame you. That's too early.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be too long till, by the way, since you mentioned it, I don't think it's going to be too long before you actually have a man coming into your life. I get 3 to 5 months, which probably seems like a long time, but right now you're going to have a lot of things going on. They're talking about the job change and the holidays. Once they're over and things settle down and you can start being a little more structured in your life and focused on yourself, a man does feel like he'll come in for you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
All right, sounds great.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Do any of my co-hosts have any more information for her tonight?
I do not.
No, but I think you're going to be fine, Suzanne. I really do. You know, just relax a little. Try to stay more in the present moment, maybe, just because anxiety comes when we live in the future, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, thank you.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, Suzanne. You got to hang on to that.
I'm not retiring anytime too soon. My son's 17, and I'm a younger 58. I'm not like probably another 10, 12 years I'll retire, or 20.
Yeah, age is meaningless. It really is. It's what's in your energy and your spirit that matters. So,
all right, thank you.
Keep on rocking. Yeah, keep on rocking.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Suzanne. You have a wonderful night.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we are almost out of time.
Should we squeeze one more in, or? Whoa, boy, we got a lot of.
That would be tough to do.
Yeah.
Would it?
Well,
maybe what we can do is offer to the callers who are still online that they'll be first in order next week. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take the numbers down. And if you guys
I've
can call
got them written down
week.
Here. So area
oh,
code.
Oh, geez, you're so efficient.
Area code 708-347 and 203. If you call in next week at the beginning of the show, we will make sure you get on, because we are almost out of time tonight. We won't be able to get enough time to do a decent reading for you. We really apologize for that.
Yeah, but you don't want to rush that stuff either.
No, absolutely not. We want to give them the best that we can give them. If you rush, then you can't get everything in you want to get in or that needs to get in.
Yep.
That's right.
I will ask Ryan, Sue, and Jody, have any of you got an Antonio or a Tony in your family?
I have a brother, Antonio.
Have you?
In the flesh, yes, for me. And actually, Anton or Antonio is one of my ascended master healers. That's funny.
Oh, okay. Because I'm getting the most beautiful electric blue color coming in. And the name, I like Anton or Antonio or Tony. But the color is magnificent. It's the most incredible electric blue. I'm just flooded with it. So if that's for you, Ryan, I'm not sure if there's a message, just kind of hi.
Hold on. Let me figure this one out. Anton, please step forward. He's with you for whatever reason. That's what he's telling me.
I told him he could fall by any time.
Well, I heard he's a gorgeous mountain of a man. Allison Alphine Allen saw him once, and the guy was just like Fabio, just 10 feet tall, broad shoulders, and couldn't believe it. So, and he had hair. I don't got no hair, so I'm jealous.
Well, he's more than welcome, but he's got. I just love the blue that comes with him. Maybe it's for you to speak up more, Ryan. Would you think?
What's
Are
that?
You being drowned out a little by people by well, the obvious energies? Are you feeling a little drowned out vocally?
I think that's the Venus upgrade. I've been feeling really low in energy the past few days. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pull over on the side of the road before I got to work just to wipe my eyes because I'm like, oh man, I just need more sleep.
Yeah,
you picked up on that one.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, you poor kid. Everyone's going through something, but the thing is, it sounds really weird, but I really enjoy the idea that death will happen to us all because it makes you really stay in the present and make every moment count, right? And we don't know when our natural ends come, so make it rock, you know, while we're here. And
good
was
deal.
That morbid? Yeah, it sounds people
a little bit
morbid, but it, you can remind yourself, you know, like we're here for a while, and you know what I mean. So the bad stuff's going to end, and the good stuff won't last. So just enjoy the moment. So that's your philosophical weirdness.
Yeah.
That's deep.
I know, man.
Actually,
I couldn't help it.
Yeah. Actually, truth be told, Anton is telling me right now that he's gonna spend some time with you guys tonight. So enjoy his company.
Oh, bless his heart.
That's
well, hilarious. We really appreciate it. Yeah.
Yep.
Does he? Yep. I'm now thinking he looks like Fabio from the romance book covers. You know.
I thought he looked more that actor. I can't believe it's not Butter. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Fabio.
Fabio.
Yeah.
Fabio.
Yeah.
Did I say
he
Fabio?
Was on a lot
Fabio.
Of. He's actually a pretty smart guy. I saw him on Oprah or something, and
he's such a good looking man. I might even marry him. I don't know.
Already, that well, you know what?
Uh-oh.
That would make you not quite heterosexual.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'll never be able to take that one back.
Nope, that was wonderful. That was comedy. Yeah, we needed that.
And I missed
comedy
it.
Tragedy.
I stepped away for a second and I missed it.
Oh, you did you? Oh, my God. You have to listen to it. It was so cute.
I couldn't stop laughing. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. There was something, it was that eyebrow thing. Sue and I had a thing we couldn't stop laughing about, picturing eyebrows badly done in makeup. And it's like if you picture, and I couldn't stop laughing that whole show. It's very unprofessional.
Yeah, I tweezed mine so much when I was younger that they're pencil thin now, and I'm afraid if I did them, I'd look like Groucho Marx. So I just...
Do chin ups on him. Yeah, that's great. But do you know what we should do? We should put on some really nice music and let us ourselves float away from the show, which has been wonderful.
Absolutely.
And quite insane. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Want to hear? Oh, would it make anyone sad if we play Louis Armstrong?
No.
I was hoping you'd say that one.
All right, here we go.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.